Welcome back to Racing Pulse, just after 9:30 on this Thursday. Tonight at midnight, the All-Star Mile voting opens, and there will be a frenzy of connections and friends of who will be clicking away to try and get their horses into the All-Star Mile. And down in Tassie, that's exactly what will be going on. We saw Mystic Journey, who returned last night. There's another star down there hoping to get into this year's All-Star Mile, and that is Still a Star. And it's great to catch up with Bill Ryan this morning. G'day, Bill. How are you, mate?
I'm very good. Thank you, Michael.
That is good. Are you connections and friends of all ready and poised at the computer for when voting begins tonight?
They certainly are. They're all very excited. My daughter Monica has been doing a fantastic job of promoting Still a Star around Longford locally. What we need now is some mainland people to get behind us, and it would be fantastic if we could get there. Mind you, there's only 83 nominations for the race.
Well, what's Mon doing? Because there's going to be a lot of campaigns and there's going to be a lot of promotions out there. What's this little team in Tassie and Longford trying to achieve?
Well, Monica's gone virtually all around all the businesses in Longford, getting them and their staff all on side. And she's been doing all these little video clips, and they will start tomorrow. We're going to have a Still a Star mini-series on our local Let's Go Racing Tasmania and on Facebook, and we'll have all these little clips on there for people, you know, promoting our horse and themselves.
That's brilliant. Are you pretty au fait with the digital and the viral world out there, Bill, on social media?
I'm a bit of a dinosaur, mate. I'll leave that up to Monica. She can do all that. I'm flat out still sitting in the alarm clock.
Are you the star? With Still a Star in this little mini series?
Yeah. I'll be in one or two of the clips as well. Yep. We've also got lovely lady from the local newspaper, the Courier at Longford. She came out and did a story on Still a Star yesterday, and it's going to go in the local newspaper, which will go all around the district. So hopefully we can drum up quite a few votes from that exposure.
Absolutely. How long have you been training for, Bill?
Oh, I started training in 1984.
Okay. And is this the most exciting, I suppose, prospect that you've got to maybe get a horse in a $5 million race?
Well, it certainly is. It's not very often you get a chance to get a horse in these type of races, and given the quality of the nominations for the race, the only hope we really have is to get voted into it or get a wild card. It's quite an amazing field that they've assembled, really. It's the elite horses all around Australia and New Zealand. Whilst, we're pretty good over here, Still a Star's record speaks for herself. She's been a phenomenal three-year-old. Now she has to step up to the big boys and girls as a four-year-old. We don't know how good she is yet. We haven't bottomed her out. She's done everything right in her prep so far. She's had two trials and she's come through them brilliantly. Trialed terrific here on Tuesday, won the trial in a canter. She'll have one more trial on the Tuesday before she races in the Bow Mistress on Hobart Cup Day.
And for you and everyone involved, it'll be an emotional journey because you've been battling some health issues in recent times, and for you, this is probably the best horse you'll ever have for the rest of your career. Is that right?
That's correct. I do have a terminal lung disease, which is not much they can do about it. I basically need a double lung transplant, and I can't have one because the doctors have deemed me too old. So I'm just on medication to try and slow it down as they can.
How's it going? Have they told you that you're going to be around for a bit of a while yet?
I don't really know. It's a funny disease, this. It can sort of sit there, just ticking away, and then it can just take off, without any notice. I go to the lung clinic and the lung specialist every 3 months. I'll go back in March, a week after the All-Star Mile. So we'll see how we're travelling then. I can't feel it actually doing me any good. The side effects are pretty horrendous. They knock me around a fair bit.
So are your quality of life still okay at the moment?
Oh, look, it's great. I've got a fantastic family and a lot of close friends that are supporting me. So that side of it's terrific.
and still a star. It helped fairly, help quite good, get you up in the morning and about and excited, no doubt.
Oh, she's the reason I still get out of bed of a morning, mate. That's the worst thing about this disease that I've got. I'm just dog tired all the time. But the alarm goes off and I throw myself on the floor and say, here I come, Minnie.
Well, what better reason to have a vote than for Still a Star, a fairy tale story to get you and what do you call it? What's her stable nickname?
Minnie the Mouse.
In a $5 million race. And with everything you're going through, Bill, it would be one of the fairy tale stories. How is she come back, do you think? When do we get to see her first up?
She'll run first up in the Bow Mistress on the 7th of February. It's Hobart Cup Day. And then she'll go to the Vamos Launceston Cup Day. And then hopefully into the All-Star Mile.
Gee, it's going to be a mouth-watering summer carnival with Mystic Journey and also De Roche maybe aimed at those races as well. What do you make of their performances last night?
Yeah, look, De Roche was super first up. We've battled with De Roche before. And I think we have a measure. We'll find out in the Bow Mistress. Mystic Journey, I don't know if we're going to clash with her. She's going on a different path. So we'll just have to wait and see how that transpires.
Well, Bill, good to catch up, mate. I hope everything health-wise remains in good order while you're preparing Still a Star for the All-Star Mile. And for anyone who wants a little fan favourite, you can jump online. Opens at midnight tonight, Still a Star. Gee, it'd be good to see her in the All-Star Mile. Bill, we'll continue to follow her progress and yours as well. Best of luck with all the health issues as well, mate.
Thanks, Michael. We'll see you in Melbourne, the All-Star Mile.